Welcome, welcome, welcome back to Unveiled by Grace. This is your host, your brother, David Abraham. Hope you guys are doing well on today. Hope everyone had an amazing holiday, Christmas. It's almost the new year, So I had to definitely come back before the year ended to do a magnificent podcast. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I know this one today, it's going to be good. But I just wanted to say, hope everyone had a wonderful holiday, Christmas. Today is the 27th. Yeah, the 27th. A few days after Christmas. So I hope all the babies got, you know, their gifts and everyone spent time with family and loved ones. But today, my God, I miss you guys. I definitely took the week off because it was the holidays and just prepped. And me and the wife had to do a lot of shopping and last minute shopping and just preparing to make sure that the babies, you know, enjoyed and had a wonderful Christmas. To God be the glory. We're blessed and thankful that we were able to have a wonderful Christmas. And I hope you all did as well. But we're going to kind of go somewhere deep today. We're going somewhere, as the Holy Spirit leads. So we're going somewhere prophetic. We're going somewhere revelatory. Hallelujah. Today we're going to talk about a life-changing truth. When your promise is close, warfare intensifies. Hallelujah. So, and I'm telling you right now, if you, just like myself, have been feeling the pressure, if you've been feeling emotional warfare, if you've been facing distractions, comparisons, mockery, or just spiritual heaviness, this episode is going to expose the enemy. It's going to also build your faith and shift your perspective. Because the moment when Hannah from the Bible was closest to birthing Samuel, the warfare increased. Hallelujah. And the same is true in our lives. So get settled. Get your Bible, get your coffee, get your notebook, because we're about to dive deep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This year is almost over. Almost over. Hallelujah. And for some, it's been a challenging year. Some, it's been a year of growth, maturity, new identity, new ground, new territory, a greater level of intimacy with God. But some of us, we are here today and we are at the preface of birthing. Hallelujah. My God. So, let's get right into it. You know, I must tell you, family, the enemy doesn't fight what you already built. He fights what you are about to birth. Think about it. Pharaoh didn't try to kill Moses as an adult. He attacked babies. Herod didn't try to kill Jesus as a grown man. He attacked infants. See, the storm didn't come after Jesus multiplied the loaves of bread. The storm came before the next assignment. Understand, this is spiritual principle. Warfare intensifies around womb seasons, not harvest seasons. 1 Samuel 1:6 says, "And her adversary provoked her sore to make her fret." That word provoke in Hebrew means to thunder against, to agitate, to irritate, to break down over time. Hallelujah. See, the enemy wasn't attacking Hannah because of what she had. He was attacking her because of what she carried. You carry something. You carry destiny. You carry purpose. You carry something heaven certified. Hallelujah. And hell knows it. So I want to break down, because we're going to be in 1 Samuel. Hallelujah. I want to break down Peninnah prophetically, because she's more than a character. She's a spiritual pattern. Hallelujah. Peninnah represents mockery spirits, voices of comparison. Oh my, especially in the age of social media. Hallelujah. Environmental pressure, emotional warfare, and distractions designed to break your focus. And yes, we're definitely going to take them one by one. So Peninnah mocked Hannah year after year. Yep, she mocked her because she couldn't birth. She was barren. And mockery is meant to break your faith. See, mockery says you're not enough. God forgot you. Look at them. Why don't you have what they have? Come on now. Talking to somebody. This word isn't just for me. But Isaiah 54:4 says, "Fear not, for you shall not be put to shame." See, mockery is a sign that heaven is about to vindicate you. Vindication. Hallelujah. See, Peninnah, she had children. Hannah didn't yet. See, comparison is a demonic tool that distorts your vision. Comparison pulls you out of your lane and out of your timing. But Psalm 37:1 says, "Fret not yourself because of evildoers." See, because comparison feeds frustration. But God uses frustration as a spiritual contraction. My God. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Let it be you and not me. So let's speak about the environmental pressures. Because it wasn't a one-time attack. See, the Bible says it happened year after year. See, God allowed Hannah to stay in a place that pressed her into deeper prayer. See, some of you are in environments right now that do not look like your prophecy, but they are shaping you for it. Hallelujah. Some of you, I'm going to say it again. Some of you are in environments right now, like right now, as this year is about to end. Hallelujah. That do not look like your promise. But that environment is shaping you for it. See, Hannah wept. This is the emotional warfare. Hannah wept and did not eat. Emotional warfare intensifies right before manifestation. So you crying, you can't eat, you don't understand what's going on, why things are like they are, as long as they've been, and you've been praying, you've been, hallelujah. You've been obedient. But right now, emotionally, there's so much going on. Everything's trying to aggravate you, agitate you, upset you, make you angry, make you sad, make you, your emotions start screaming because something spiritual is shifting. Hallelujah. And Penaniah's job was to pull Hannah away from the altar. Distraction. See, anytime destiny is near, distraction multiplies. Put down that phone. Get in the secret place. Go back. Get back to the altar. Mesalablaka. My God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. May these words, may this word edify, strengthen, bring clarity. Hallelujah. So let's talk about this revelation right here. Your frustration is the womb of your revelation. See, when God is about to shift you, frustration increases. See, frustration does five things. It drives you to prayer. It exposes what no longer fits. It breaks your dependency on people. It forces you into intimacy. It sets the stage for new instructions. See, Hannah's frustration produced a vow. Hallelujah. Her vow produced Samuel. And Samuel became the prophet who shifted a nation. Your frustration is pregnant. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 1:13 says, Hannah spoke in her heart, but only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. See, this is a spiritual mystery. Why didn't God require volume? It's a great question. Why didn't God require volume? Because God is not moved by noise. He is moved by surrender. Her lips moved, but her voice was silent because the prayer wasn't emotional. It wasn't for people to hear. It wasn't performance. It wasn't about being seen. It was covenant. Sometimes your loudest prayer is a prayer nobody hears. That's why it's called the secret place. Hallelujah. It's a place of secrecy. It's a place of intimacy. It's a place where you're not seen or heard. Hallelujah. See, Eli thought Hannah was drunk. And this here reveals another spiritual mystery. I hope you guys are taking notes. See, people often misinterpret your breakthrough moment. See, Eli represents leaders who don't see you clearly, people who misread your warfare, and voices who don't understand your process. My God, who am I talking to today? Hallelujah. But Hannah didn't let misjudgment discourage her. And neither should you. They don't get it. They don't understand. They looking at what it looked like. Yeesh. My God. But they don't know. They don't know. They don't know. You're pregnant. They don't know. You're birthing. They don't know your process. Hallelujah. And after Hannah prayed, something shifted inside of her. Let's go to 1 Samuel 1:18, and it says, her face was no longer sad. Not because her circumstances changed, but because she changed. See, breakthrough always happens in you before it happens for you. I'm going to say that again. Excuse me. Breakthrough always happens in you before it happens for you. When your spirit shifts, your atmosphere has to obey. See, Hannah said to God, if you give me this child, I'll give him back to you. Now this is advanced spiritual maturity. She sold what she asked for. My God. She sowing what she asked for. My God. Ooh, there's something there. There's something there. Something is being birthed. Hallelujah. Samuel became a prophet, a judge, a priest, a national reformer. One seed changed the destiny of Israel. One act of surrender can birth a generation shifter. My God. So every biblical promise follows the same pattern. Pattern one, pressure. God allows it to refine you. Pattern two, provocation. The enemy attacks what's in your womb. Pattern three, prayer. You pour out your soul before God. Prayer. Pattern four, prophetic confirmation. Eli eventually speaks life over Hannah. Pattern five, peace. She leaves the altar changed. The altar altered. It changed her. Pattern six, conception. This is where we are. My God, the promise manifest. This is the same pattern God uses today. So let's bring this home. Let's bring it home. Many of you listening right now are in Hannah's season. You feel overwhelmed, stressed, emotionally drained, spiritually pressured, distracted, misunderstood, tired, provoked, stretched. But let me speak this over you prophetically. It's because you are close to breakthrough. close to clarity, close to strategy, close to elevation, close to the next dimension. And the enemy recognizes the pregnancy of your season. Hallelujah. Whenever destiny is close, warfare intensifies. Your pressure is proof that something spiritual is happening. So here are some keys. Here are some keys God wants you to hold on to. Key number one, guard your ears. Because Penaniah's voice is designed to weaken your focus. Key number two, protect your emotions. Don't allow feelings to drive your behavior. Key number three, I believe the most important, stay at the altar. Hannah didn't fight Penaniah, she went to God. Some of us are fighting. Go to God. Stay at the altar. Key number four. Release a vow. See, this is the season of surrender. 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 And then key number five, expect. I have to do a podcast on expectation. Hallelujah. Expect supernatural turnaround. See, Samuel didn't just change Hannah. He changed Israel. Oh, my God. So, repeat this out loud. My warfare is proof of my breakthrough. I am carrying something heaven has authorized. Frustration. Frustration is birthing revelation in me. God is shifting my season. I am protected, covered, and strengthened. What God promised, I will see, and the voice of Penaniah will not break my focus. And finally, I birth what heaven placed inside of me. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every listener under the sound of my voice. I declare that their Hannah season is shifting. Every mockery spirit is silenced. Every emotional attack is broken. Every distraction is removed. Every comparison spirit is cast down. And every delay is overturned. Lord, strengthen them. Give them fresh revelation. Give them prophetic clarity. Give them endurance until manifestation comes. And Father, I declare that the Samuel they are carrying, the business, the ministry, the child, the assignment, the calling, shall come forth in your timing. Let this be their season of breakthrough. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen and amen. Family, thank you. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Unveiled by Grace. If this teaching bless you, share it, repost it, and send it to someone who needs this word. And remember, when your promise is close, warfare intensifies. But grace is greater than the battle. This is your host. This is your brother, David Abraham. I'll see you guys in the next episode. Shalom.